little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hey, my name's Talos, and this is a song called Landscapes.
This week's guest on the Sessions at Midori House is Talos. Better known as Owen French to friends and family, the Irish musician and architect re-released his debut album Wild Alley this year, along with a bonus EP called Then There Was War, which he'll tell Monocle's Paige Reynolds about after this.
Hide amongst the reeds and water, bodies under me. You die when I spoke, you had it all. Snap together in your landscapes, we are heat stains, magnetized by the nightlight as a feather. I would suffer for your landscapes in the moon haze, so that's left our bloodlines. Snap together in your landscape, we are heat stains, magnetized by the nightlight as a feather. I would suffer for your landscapes in the moon haze, all that's left are our bloodlines. Oh, devil, hide amongst the leaves and water. Is over me when you held me close. Did you die when I spoke? You had it all. Snap together in your landscapes, we are heat stains, magnetized by the nightlight as a feather. I would suffer for your landscapes in the moon haze, so that's left our bloodlines. Snap together in your landscapes, we are heat stains, magnetized by the nightlight as a feather. I would suffer for your landscapes in the moon haze, so that's left our bloodlines.
Wild Alleys, that's the debut album, so you released that last year. And then last month, you released the new four-track EP, Then There Was War. What's the interrelation between those two pieces of work?
I think the EP was kind of a full stop on what the record was, you know. I was lucky enough to kind of revisit the record with a new label and then kind of compile it with this EP. But the EP was kind of a reaction to the record in a way. It was about kind of taking every rule that we made on the album and doing the opposite thing. It was very much of a smaller space of time. Like, the album kind of stretched over like three or four years a bit, and then the EP was over maybe, you know, 6 months or something, 5 months. So it was very kind of reactive and very instant, and I kind of loved that about it. And it was very much a full stop to that record, actually, you know.
So do you think where you're going next is going to be somewhere quite different?
Will it be totally different? I think you have to. I get bored, you know. And I think that's the worst thing for me when I'm making stuff. If I find myself getting bored, I kind of stop. So I have to find like newness in things. And I think there's obviously similarities and there's obviously touchstones to what went before. But if you're not pushing it, then you kind of just stay in the same place. And there's nothing really kind of exciting about that.
Yeah, you know? I guess you don't want to get bogged down in that second album syndrome.
No, exactly. Yeah.
You've got quite a lot of comparisons to some pretty great musicians. I think I read that someone said you're the Irish version of James Blake, which is quite the compliment. You can obviously hear the similarities. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of intrigued that you both came from more of a classical background. Mm-hmm. So I know you were classically trained in the piano. How much of that plays into your songwriting now? Like, do you think that was a really important foundation?
I think looking back in it, no, it was. I was pretty young when I did it and pretty young when I stopped, because I don't know that I entirely enjoyed at the time. I kind of stopped when I was maybe 13, and then picked it back up again like 3 years later, but with a very kind of different kind of set of eyes, I suppose, as to what I wanted to do, and set of ears as to what I was listening to, I suppose. And it just kind of evolved from there, you know. I kind of became about songs then, and structuring songs and writing songs as opposed to pieces. But I think with regards this next record, and even with regards the last EP, I think it's definitely seeping back in a lot more, you know. I think you're finding, like, I'm definitely finding kind of moments for very distinct pieces on the piano to kind of strike through, or kind of compositional moments on strings and brass and stuff. So yeah, it's funny, I think the next record is kind of referencing it a lot more actually than what I've done already, you know. This is Odyssey.
Unloosen the sky and suffer the sight. And you walked out in raging water. An offer that's died. What use in the white endless sight? In the eye was always here to warn you. In this odyssey's hard to leave a hold at the breach. I've got my reason. In this odyssey's hard to leave a hold at the breach. I've got my reason. I'm cast out in the cold. I wake to your likeness, but how come you're here? I wasn't found in delight, it's the call before it's far from over. Our temples, our hearts, and then heavenly, heavy the final force, and I was downed in dying water. And I was downed in this odyssey's hard to leave a hole at the breach. I've got my reason. In this odyssey's hard to leave a hole at the breach. I've got my reason. I'm cast out in the cold. Now I'm waiting water, and I'm cast out in the cold. Keep that light up over you. Now I'm
I think I've found with your instrumentation, there's such a sort of amazing use of space. Mm. And I know that you're trained in architecture, actually. So I'm wondering how your training in architecture maybe helps you view space sonically in a different way.
I think mainly it's probably down to the process, I think. Like in architecture, you're kind of taught to draw and redraw and redraw over like kind of layers of tracing paper or something, and the original sketch begins to disappear. Whereas I find that very similar to songwriting, actually. And then spatially, I think, like, I'd like to think that what I make is kind of visual or evokes some sort of image, be it kind of landscape or interior or something like that. So maybe that's what kind of colours what I do or something, you know, definitely lyrically anyway.
And you've also sort of picked some quite interesting locations to write. So I know you did your first EP in Dublin, mm. and then Iceland, mm-hmm. and then back to Cork. Is it important mm. to be like in a big sort of expansive space?
Yeah, I think it was for what I've made before, you know. I think it definitely affected what I made. I think that actually has the biggest effect on what and how I make, you know. With this record, it's been a bit more spread out with the writing process anyway. You know, I went back to Iceland again a couple of times in the last 6 months. Spent some time in New York, spent some time in LA, spent some time here in London. And then Cork was always the base, and now we're back in Cork at the moment for the recording. So I'm kind of intrigued to see how that changes what we've made, you know. Where I am is kind of evokes the most change in what I do, actually.
And a lot of your lyrics and the sounds, they're quite sort of haunting and chilling, but they're not kind of depressing. Is it quite important for you to sort of have these moments of optimism within all of that?
Yeah, 100%. I think you can get caught up in, you know, especially when you're kind of a songwriter and stuff, and I suppose that's what you kind of do, is you kind of portray the hardest moments, or you kind of speak about these things that are kind of unspeakable at times, or whatever it is. But I kind of always like the idea that at the end of this there is like a kind of a seed of optimism, you know. And everything I do, I kind of implement that wherever it kind of is, you know. This is Your Love Is an Island.
It's a more before we're alone. We test our peace. It's your privateness that tore right next to me. Taste this fatal level alone. A monster me. Then I fade just like violence, calling passing breeze.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Talos, and his album Wild Alley is out now. This show was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee, and I'm Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
I'm scorched in the sense of it. Your love is an island. scorched in the sense of it. Your love is an island. I'm scorched in the sense of it. Your love is an island. I'm scorched in the sense of it.